Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The University of Maine system testimony now reveals a ploy for religious discrimination. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's so absurd to see the extent to which the University of Maine is going to blatantly discriminate against a church having a building.
Yes, we represent Calvary Chapel Belfast. We filed a lawsuit. We were in court recently, and now we've just filed a post-hearing brief in federal court. Belfast actually was the winning bidder for a piece of property owned by the University of Maine system. But then there were people who complained, oh, well, you can't give this to Calvary Chapel, even though they're the winning bidder, because of their Christian views, particularly on marriage and LGBTQ. And therefore, the University of Maine system rescinded the winning bid. That ultimately resulted in an appeal, an administrative appeal, and then eventually a lawsuit, and now a hearing. So we just, post-hearing, filed a brief in federal court outlining evidence and testimony that shows the University of Maine system used a cost-saving ploy to hide their real reason to discriminate against Calvary Chapel Belfast in rescinding the church's winning bid in a property sale because of its Christian beliefs.
I mean, think about it. Where would communities be without churches in them? So why are they so determined not to allow a church to have a building in order to grow and serve the community?
Well, this church actually has been using some of these facilities, and then it became available, and they wanted to bid on it and purchase it, and the church got the winning bid, and should be no problem. But because it's Calvary Chapel Belfast, it's a Christian church, the opposing bidder and then some other people from the community said, oh, you can't, as a university, give this property, even though they're purchasing it, to a church, particularly a Calvary Chapel church, that believes that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, and that there's two sexes, male and female.
So then they started backpedaling.
And they rescinded the winning bid. So we went to an evidentiary hearing on March the 3rd, and the University of Maine system officials testified that they rescinded the bid on the grounds that the church did not account for the expense of leasing space for the university's network internet hub, which is housed on the property. Yet, in the same testimony, they stated that the church's bid did, in fact, explicitly account for keeping the hub in place for free. That would save the university on leasing cost while avoiding the other option of incurring $500,000 in moving cost. In other words, there is an internet hub in this area where they're purchasing. According to the actual lease or the agreement to purchase, the university would still be able to use this internet hub. Yeah, so in October 2024, the UMS's Vice Chancellor of Finance and Administration, Ryan Lowe, cited the internet hub deficiency as grounds to hold a new bidding process after two other bidders and the local community objected to the University of Maine system selling the Hutchinson Center building to a church because of its religious doctrine. We filed a brief. The evidence we point out shows that the religious opposition came mainly from sources threatening to withdraw financial and legislative support from UMS if it did not rescind the award to Calvary Chapel Belfast, including longtime donors, decades-long employees, legacy alumni, and Maine legislators. And so under that pressure, Lowe held a second rigged bidding process to award the building to a secular bidder.
Wow, this is just unbelievable. And then, you know, we put in our brief that there was no reason to rescind Calvary Chapel's award since the cited internet hub deficiency did not exist, making the basis for rescinding the church's bid just a ploy to discriminate. It's just a big fat excuse.
Yeah, so you have this bidding process for a particular building, the Hutchinson Center. It's part of the University of Maine system, and they want to sell this building.
And if you look at the building, it's perfect for a church.
Yep, And they put it out there for the public to bid on.
Mm-hmm.
And Calvary Chapel Belfast is one of the bidders. But they provide the winning bid. So there's other secular bidders out there, but they don't provide the winning bid. The church provides the winning bid. So this is put out there for the general public. We want to sell this building. It's open for bids. They take bids. Calvary Chapel Belfast is the winning bidder. But oh my goodness, that sets off a firestorm. Oh my goodness, you can't have this building being purchased by a church. That church believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. That church believes that God created male and female. So all of a sudden, the emails, the phone calls, the pressure comes from these longtime donors, employees, legacy alumni, Maine legislators. And they all say, look, if you sell it to that church, we're going to withhold our money, our donations. We are going to not provide help from the legislature, from these Maine legislators. They're all saying, you better back off that bid. And then so what happens is the Vice Chancellor of Finance Administration, Ryan Lowe, he comes up with a concocted idea. Well, we're going to have to rescind the bid. Why? Because in the Hutchinson Center, there's an internet hub. And we can't sell the building without some proviso that protects the internet hub so we can still use the internet hub. Well, guess what? In the document that Rob Lowe had, it actually provides that the university will be able to continue to use the internet hub.
Hmm.
So it's a false idea.
Because he didn't read his own document.
He did. He just wanted to invent something.
Right.
He was getting pressure from all the secularists that could not stand the fact that the church was the winning bidder.
Hmm.
And though he had no basis, he then rescinded the bid and he put it back out for a rebid. And guess what happens? Well, when he puts it out for a rebid, the secular bidder in this rigged system now gets the bid. So we go to an evidentiary hearing, and Ryan Lowe tries to argue, well, the reason why is that the first bid did not protect the internet hub that the university still wants to use later. And then our attorneys question Ryan Lowe on the stand. In fact, Ryan Lowe was called by the university main system as a witness. And they took him through certain testimony. And then they stopped. And then we called him as a hostile witness. And they objected. And the judge said, no, you brought him here. They have a right to examine him.
The truth can come out.
So Harry Mehet, one of our attorneys, examined him. And then had him read certain sections of the document that he had in his hand.
Oops.
Whoops. What does that say? Well, it actually, in the document that you have that was part of this bid for the church, the internet hub is all taken care of. In fact, the university main system can continue to use the internet hub even when the church purchases it, right?
Well, I'll be.
Oh my, yeah, that's there, right? Ding, ding, ding. I mean, obviously he lied and covered up and made up the fact that it was the internet hub as an issue when the document itself already addressed the internet hub and that the university could continue to use it after the sale to the church.
Hmm.
So the judge listened to the testimony, and the real question here is, was the rescinding of this bid based upon the church's religious beliefs? That's the real question. Or was there other some kind of neutral, secular criteria that was deficient in the original bid such that they had to rescind it?
Because I imagine they understand that they would lose if they were so blatantly about the religious discrimination.
Yeah, so they're trying to come up with some other kind of concocted idea,
right,
that it was a cost-saving issue. And so we recently filed our post-hearing brief following the evidentiary hearing, pointing out all of this information. And I think it's pretty clear that the University of Maine system did its action, and especially, you know, when you look at all these other emails,
mm-hmm,
and communications from donors, alumni, legislators, pressuring the University of Maine system to rescind the bid because this is a church.
That's so sad.
And it's a church that believes in marriage, mm, and it's a church that believes that God created two sexes, male and female.
That's so sad for that area of Maine.
You know, Maine's a real...
They need the gospel.
...issue. We've had all kinds of issues with Maine.
Yeah.
We're litigating this in Maine. We litigated the healthcare workers case in Maine. We're still working on that case. But continue to pray for this case. This is the Calvary Chapel Belfast, and it is a plant, a church plant of Calvary Chapel Bangor, a church we represented in the COVID restrictions in Maine. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.